guest audience storyteller is Marion Winnick. Please welcome Marion.
In my house, where I live now, there's a bulletin board in the front room, and on that bulletin board, there's a really wrinkly, old pack, empty pack of Salem cigarettes, and on it, a date is written, and the date is February 3rd, 1974. Okay, just keep that in mind. So I went all through school with this really cool kid named Maury Gerlich. He was super smart. He knew everything about the Grateful Dead. He had a big Jufro. And he had a really cute younger brother, 2 years younger than us. And I was madly in love with his younger brother, John Gerlich. So we're talking now. I'm 15. He's 13. And we start going out. And, you know, we knew what was in our future. We had been to the Brooke Shields movie, Blue Lagoon, and we had our goal in mind of what our relationship would culminate in. And, you know, when you're 15 and it's 1970, it was still 1973 then, there's not that many opportunities to pursue your goal. And so most of our attempts to find bliss were undertaken in really bad situations, like at a big party where we'd go in the bathroom and someone's basement, closet, janitor, this, that. You know, it wasn't like when you're grown up and you just like get a hotel room, you go in your bedroom. It's not like that. You know, it was all sneak, sneak, sneak. Okay. So from the first time that we try, just not working out. I'm just going to be frank. It hurt me so much. I would just start like screaming. And poor John, he's like 2 years younger than me. He's like, no, stop. And so, you know, every time it sort of ended quickly in this disaster of us both crying. And we'd come out of the closet or the bathroom or the janitor or whatever, and all our friends would be sitting there because quickly this was a thing. And everyone would be sitting there and we'd be like, so, you know, I brought everything to bear that I could. I went out and I bought a famous book of the 70s called The Sensuous Woman by Jay. I had John read it. The poor kid. And, you know, we kept our efforts going. One of the most, and really, it took a long, I mean, I think we're talking 6 months. We're about 3 months into it, and this is one of these nights that we're at my house, and like four different couples are all going at it in my sister's bedroom with like David Bowie's playing in the background. Still didn't know what I was waiting for. And me and John are on the floor, and my mother walks in. I just want to tell you that her reaction to this whole thing was, Marion, he's such a little boy. She thought I was like a pedophile. Well, you already know the end of the story. It was February 3rd, 1974. And his parents were somewhere, so we were all at their, I think we all cut school and went to his house. His parents were both librarians at the, so we're in his house, and all the whole gang is down there. They're probably listening to, you know, Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers. And we're upstairs in the bedroom, and Sensuous Woman. So the entire crew went out to the L&M diner to celebrate that And I still have the cigarette pack right now.